Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
30 more tents have been pitched along the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin said tents being pitched by asylum seekers coming into Ireland are not safe and will be removed as they're put up. The latest development comes just 24 hours after the removal of over 100 tents in a multi-agency operation yesterday. Those asylum seekers were relocated to other accommodation in locations including Crookslane and the former Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum. Now, for more on this, we're joined by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Colm.
We heard this morning from Pascal Donoghue on Morning Ireland that he was saying that there was a need to move away from a situation where emergency tents have been pitched in Dublin city centre, but that in and of itself takes time. Politically, it's a tricky situation for the government, where a commitment is made one day only for it to apparently have little effect the next.
Yeah, politically, it's been a little like a game of whack-a-mole, Colm, that no sooner have they disappeared the tents from one location on the canal than a clatter of them pop up again. I was actually cycling home along the canal last night, and I saw all the at the time, I think there was about 12 or 13 tents had been erected further along the canal on the western side between the Bagot Street and Leeson Street bridges, but not just there. That's the most visible one. But I mean, every corner, every alleyway, every park, every scrap of land that you go to in Dublin city centre, you will find tents laid there. They're of a particular make. They're kind of pop-up tents, and they're highly visible in the city. And the problem is this: is that there's no accommodation to provide to the very large numbers of people who are coming in seeking international protection. Each week there are almost 2,000 at present who have no accommodation and are forced to sleep rough, essentially, on the streets and in parks with tents and sleeping bags provided by charities like the Lighthouse in Pier Street and others. And the problem for the government is that it's struggling to find alternative accommodation, but every week it struggles to find alternative accommodation. Even more people arrive into the country looking for international protection. The numbers have gone up substantially since April. I did a calculation yesterday which showed an average of 400 people a week were coming in for the first 3 months of the year. But that has increased right to 500 people per week over the past 5 weeks.
And you're reporting this morning that one of the options the government has been looking at is a review of supports to asylum seekers. Is that an effort at some deterrence in order to try and slow down the number of arrivals here?
Yes, but they'll have to look at them across kind of a wide range and probably have a look at some of the supports that are being given to Ukrainians
at the moment. What's proposed?
Well, nothing as yet. I think it's been spoken about, and I think there are divided views within government as to how far they can go. Essentially, if you are an asylum seeker without accommodation at the moment, you're entitled to an allowance of €113.80 every week. So that's the background to that is that when government announced early support to individual asylum seekers who came in without children, or they wouldn't be obliged to find them accommodation if they couldn't. They were given €38.60 a week, but with no extra allowance to provide for accommodation. For a while, they were giving them vouchers. The vouchers were usually worth about €28. There was a High Court action last year in which it was found that an allowance had to be given. So the government took a decision in December that that allowance would be €75 on top of the €38.60 they were already getting. So they're getting 113 at the moment. One person to whom I spoke yesterday in government was saying, you know, that it is a little high compared to allowances in similar countries like France and Germany. But then others were quite adamant that, you know, given the High Court action last year, that particular figure can't really be tampered with or lowered, that 113.80 is as low as they can go. They're also entitled to medical cards. I think the government would be reluctant to take medical cards from them. So the amount of wiggle room that they have in relation to newly arriving asylum seekers is quite low. So they might look at the length of stay. They might look at supports that are given to those that have been here for a longer period of time. I think the political aim is to make sure that Ireland isn't at an advantage or a disadvantage in comparison with other European countries, in order to try to keep the numbers at a level that can be actually controlled.
All right. Now, politically, as you say, there are issues for Simon Harris. This is what he said on the 30th of April in the Dáil when talking about Mount Street, and that there wouldn't be, he wouldn't allow ad hoc accommodation arrangements.
Once we clear Mount Street and provide people with a safer setting and access to sanitation, we do need to make sure that the laws of the land are applied and it's not allowed to happen again, because we don't live in a country where makeshift shanty towns are allowed just to develop. We don't live in a country where you can... We don't, and we can't, because the laws of the land are there. So I'm telling you very clearly, the plan is to provide the people on Main Street with better accommodation and access to sanitation, and then not to allow a situation where ad hocery can come about in terms of the development of accommodation. I think that's a really important thing to do.
That was the 30th of April, with Simon Harris saying he wouldn't allow ad hocery and the accommodation situation to develop. And then on Tuesday, when we saw tents along the Grand Canal, we had the Taoiseach saying that what's happening there isn't comparable.
Let me be very clear. What's happening in other parts of the city, it isn't comparable. What happened in Main Street was allowed to go on for weeks and weeks, months and months, in fact. This will not be the situation in relation to the Grand Canal. Yes, from time to time, situations will emerge because it's a very, very difficult and challenging accommodation situation. But we won't again stand for a situation in relation to Main Street.
So, Harry, it's not about the tents, it's about the speed with which they're removed.
Yeah, he's essentially saying that the situation will not be allowed to be prolonged like it was in Mount Street, and that the authorities will act quickly whenever ad hoc situations like that arrive, as they did this week. But as you said at the outset, or as was said at the outset, you know, once one problem is resolved, they tend to spring up overnight like mushrooms elsewhere, and they have difficult decisions to take every day. They will have to perhaps move against the new tents on the Grand Canal either today or over the course of the weekend. But the big difficulty for them is to find alternative accommodation. They have been using, as you said, Crookslane, City West, and the former Central Psychiatric Hospital in Dundrum, the site of that. But they are reaching capacity, so they have to look for new sites. And one of the sites that has been suggested is Thornton Hall, a site in North Dublin that was originally designated to accommodate a new prison for the state, but that project never took off the ground. And they also need to find military-style tents, and they're kind of they seem to be relatively hard to access at present because of the refugee situation throughout Europe and because of the conflicts that are happening elsewhere. So that's another kind of practical problem that they have to look at. But long-term, they're trying to repurpose office blocks. They're trying to get through the white paper that Roger Gogorma presented, whereby they provide accommodation and reception centres for asylum seekers arriving.
Yeah, there seems to be very
months away at the very least.
And to what degree? And there seems to be quite slow progress on that. So where is that at? And to what degree is that, or might that be, influenced by electoral considerations as to where they would be located and when they would be announced?
Yeah, look, projects in Ireland never happen overnight. Situations develop, and sometimes they try to come up with quick fixes, but that is a long-term fix, and they will have to politically be very astute and careful in choosing the sites, and then they'll have to go through a planning process, and then they'll have to go through an approval process, both politically and administratively. So that isn't going to happen this year, and perhaps it mightn't even happen next year. So what we're looking at over the next 18 months are fixes that are temporary in nature. And the main thing at present is to look at office blocks that are being disused and to repurpose them. But with the best will in the world, they can't happen overnight. Anyways, that they will take at the very least several months for them to come into operation. And in the meantime, the government is hoping that the upward trajectory in numbers, which has been very dramatic this year, plateaus, and the numbers arriving in each week reaches a peak, because on the current figures, the projections are between 22,000 and 25,000 people will arrive into the country this year, and that will put inordinate pressure on the authorities to provide accommodation for those people coming in, and will also ply on the political pressure, because immigration has become such an inflammatory issue politically in Ireland over the past 6 months.
All right, Harry McGee, Irish Times political correspondent. Thanks very much for joining us. Coming up after this, preparing for the mini marathon and your survival guide to making it across the finish line.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.